How can you see the illusion as an illusion when it appears to be so real? And how is it that it seems so real if it is an illusion? These are the questions humans are beginning to ask as your species moves into the experience of its own conscious evolution. Now there will be answers, and you will step out of the illusion of ignorance. I will give you answers here for your consideration. Remember, as with all communications from God, take what you read as valuable, but not as infallible. Know that you are your own highest authority. Whether you read the Talmud or the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita or the Quran, the Pali Canon or the Book of Mormon, or any holy text, do not place your source of authority outside of you, but rather go within to see if the truth you found is in harmony with the truth you find in your heart. If it is, do not say to others, "This book is true." Say, "This book is true for me." And if others ask you about the way you are living because of the truth you have found within you, be sure to say that yours is not a better way. Yours is merely another way. For that is what this present communication is. This communication is just another way of looking at things. If it makes the world more clear for you, fine. If it puts you more closely in touch with your own innermost truth, good. But be careful not to turn this into your new holy scripture, for then you will have simply replaced one set of beliefs with another. Seek not a set of beliefs. Seek an awareness of what you know. Use whatever you find that returns you to that awareness. Understand that you are living an illusion and that none of it is real. Yet the illusion points to what is real and can give you an experience of it. How can you see the illusion as an illusion when it appears to be so real? And how is it that it seems so real if it is an illusion? The second question will be answered first. The illusion seems so real because so many people believe that it is not an illusion. In your Alice in Wonderland world, everything is as you believe it to be. There are thousands, millions of examples of that. Here are two. Once you believed the sun revolved around the earth, and indeed for you it did. All of your evidence proved that it did. So certain were you of this truth that you developed an entire science of astronomy around it. Once you believed that everything physical moved from one point to another through time and space, all of your evidences proved it. So certain were you of this truth that you built an entire system of physics around it. Now listen carefully. The wonder of these sciences and these systems is that they worked. The astronomy that you created based on your belief that the Earth was the center of the universe worked to explain the visual phenomena you saw in the movement of the planets across the night sky. Your observations supported your belief, creating what you called knowledge. The physics that you created based on your belief about particles of matter worked to explain the visual phenomena you saw in the physical world. Again, your observations supported your belief, creating what you called knowledge. Only later, when you looked more closely at what you were seeing, did you change your mind about these things. Yet that change of mind did not come easily. The first people who suggested such a change of mind were called heretics, or in later times, foolish or mistaken. Their ideas of a new astronomy, with the Earth revolving around the sun, or of quantum physics, in which particles of matter did not move in a continuous line through time and space, but were seen to disappear in one place and reappear in another, were labeled spiritual and scientific blasphemy. Their proponents were discouraged, denounced, even put to death for their beliefs. It is your beliefs that were true, the majority of you insisted. After all, were they not supported by every observation? Yet which came first, the belief or the observation? That is the central question. That is the inquiry you did not wish to make. Is it possible that you see what you want to see? Could it be that you observe what you expect to observe? Or perhaps more to the point, do you look right past what you do not expect to observe? I tell you, the answer is yes. Even today, when you are modern science, tired of the mistakes of the past, vows to observe first and draw conclusions later, still those conclusions cannot be trusted. That is because it is impossible for you to look at anything objectively.